The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, December 18th, 2016, is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 8 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty, and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time came for the burning of incense, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a delight and joy to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Luke chapter 1, verses 8 through 20, New International Version, Sunday, December 18th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Luke chapter 1, verses 8 through 20. Luke 1, 8. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty, and he was serving as priest before God, thousands of priests, all priests had to be members of the tribe of Levi, were divided into 24 divisions or courses, and each division would provide temple services 1 week at a time. The name Zechariah means "the Lord remembers." The Lord would remember his covenant with Israel to send the Messiah Redeemer. Through Zechariah and John the Baptist, God showed that he remembered before he sent the Messiah. Luke 1, 9. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. Because there were so many priests, they were chosen by lot. See Leviticus chapter 8, verse 8, and 1 Samuel 28, verse 6, which indicated they were chosen by God, a great honor for any priest. Furthermore, priests were allowed to burn incense in the temple only once in their lifetime. The Holy of Holies was entered only once a year by the high priest on the Day of Atonement. Zechariah, when entered the sanctuary, or holy place, immediately outside the Holy of Holies, in order to burn incense on the altar of incense. He could never enter the Holy of Holies, because he was never a high priest. Luke 1:10. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. The incense offering was brought in the morning and in the afternoon, about 3 p.m. The worshippers prayed in the outer temple court when they saw the incense burning. When they saw the incense burning, there would be silence throughout the temple. During this time, the priest and the people would consecrate themselves to the Lord and pray for the Messiah to come, as well as other prayers. Luke 1:11. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. For 400 years, God had not spoken to the people through a prophet, and as far as we know, no angels had appeared to anyone either. During this time, this once-in-a-lifetime experience of burning incense in the temple, an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah at the place of honor, on the right side of the altar of incense. Luke 1:12. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. Zechariah's response was similar to the reports of others in the Bible who had the blessed experience of an angelic visitation. Certainly, most people would be startled to see an angel dressed in heavenly clothing standing suddenly in front of them as they were praying. And no matter how much we think we are good people, our first thoughts would probably include a questioning fear at the unexpected appearance of an angel. Luke 1:13. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John." The angel's first endeavor was to quiet Zechariah's fears. Zechariah did not bow down to worship the angel. Before he and his wife had greatly passed childbearing age, they must have prayed almost without ceasing for a child. But his prayer in the temple probably related to the coming of the Messiah to save Israel. In any event, God answered their prayer for a son and for the coming of the Messiah. The name Elizabeth means, "My God is absolutely faithful." Their prayers for a son and the coming of the Messiah were both answered because Zechariah was to prepare Elizabeth for the birth of their son, and John was to prepare the way for Jesus. The name John means God's gracious gift. Luke 1:14. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. God blessed Zechariah and Elizabeth by promising and giving them a son who no doubt brought them joy and delight. They were the perfect spiritual parents for John, as they were both righteous before God, and their son would preach righteousness and repentance to prepare people for the coming of the Messiah. See Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. Many rejoiced at John's birth, and they were amazed when Zechariah could speak again after the birth of John. Later, many believers rejoiced at John's preaching. They confessed their sins, repented, and prepared to meet Jesus the Messiah, the Lamb of God. Luke 1:15. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. John was great in the sight of the people who heard him preach and believed his message. Far more importantly, John was great in the sight of the Lord, the aspiration of many believers. John would be filled with the Holy Spirit before he was born, the only person in the Bible who received this blessing. Therefore, he did not need and was forbidden to drink wine or other fermented drinks for stimulation. The Holy Spirit would give John courage and power, direct his emotions, and lead his thinking and speaking. The Holy Spirit gave him the eternal joys that no fermented drink ever could. Luke 1:16. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. The Old Testament shows how the people of Israel and their leaders practiced sin repeatedly, and how God sent prophets to call them to repent and turn back to obeying God and His laws. Heeding some of their prophets' calls, they obeyed God's law for a while, and then they turned back to their sinful ways. Like the prophets of old, John would call God's people to return to God, but with the additional message that they should prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah, the Lamb of God. He succeeded because he was filled with the Holy Spirit before he was born, and God's Spirit worked through him. Luke 1:17. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. God sent John to fulfill the words of the last prophet before him. I will send my messenger, who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. Malachi 3:1. By referring Zechariah back to the Old Testament prophets, the angel confirmed that John was the fulfillment of their prophecies and the expectations of God's people. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. Malachi 4:5-6. Jesus taught in the temple as Malachi foretold. Jesus made a new covenant in his blood as Malachi foretold. Jesus also said that John fulfilled this prophecy when he came. Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Matthew 17:11-12. After Jesus' apostles and evangelists preached in Judea about 40 years, with many coming to faith in Jesus the Messiah, but with the rulers and many others in Jerusalem continuing to persecute Jesus' followers, the prophecy of Malachi was fulfilled with the destruction of Jerusalem by Roman armies in 70 AD. The great and dreadful day of the Lord finally came. Because they refused to repent and believe, Israel was struck with total destruction. For the people who believed repented of their sins and returned to obeying God. Families were healed, and the repentant understood and followed the wisdom of the righteous that they had repudiated before. In these and other ways, they were prepared for the coming of Jesus the Messiah, and believers still do these things today as they look forward to Jesus' second coming. Luke 1:18. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." Under the pressure of the moment, Zechariah did not remember the facts surrounding the birth of Isaac to Abraham and Sarah in their old age, or the birth of Samuel to Elkanah and Hannah. The startling presence of the angel was insufficient evidence, and Zechariah wanted assurance that this angel he met in the temple spoke the truth to him. Luke 1:19. The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news." The angel Gabriel stood in the presence of God. Think of that honor. He was speaking a message from God, and God would hold him accountable to deliver his message. God deemed Gabriel faithful, or he would never have honored him so. The Bible teaches us about angels and how they serve God and us. See 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17, and Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. In the Bible, only two angels are mentioned by name, Gabriel and Michael, and they each have different roles or responsibilities. See Daniel chapter 8, verse 16, chapter 9, verse 21, and Luke chapter 1:19-26. And see Daniel chapter 10, verse 13 and 21, chapter 12, verse 1, Jude 9, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Luke 1:20. "And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." The sign Gabriel gave was proof of his words, and also the discipline of the Lord for Zechariah's demanding proof that this could be done in his old age, when God had done this before with the birth of Isaac and Samuel, as the scriptures testified. The sign also could be demonstrated to others that Zechariah had experienced something unusual, to say the least, in the temple. Zechariah was supposed to bless the people when he came out of the holy place, but he could not speak. Therefore, they knew something unusual had happened to him in the sanctuary. And when he went home, he could not speak until John was born. As a trained priest, he could write down his experiences for Elizabeth and others to read. The angel's words came true, and the birth of John the Baptist happened, just as the angel told, at their appointed time. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why was it so special for Zechariah to serve in the temple and burn incense in the holy place? 2. What did the worshipers and Zechariah do when Zechariah burned the incense? 3. What was so special about Gabriel? 4. How were Sarah, Hannah, and Elizabeth similar but different from Mary? 5. How were John and Jesus different from everyone born before and after them? What responsibilities did God want each of them to fulfill? International Bible Lesson. Some Reasons to Believe God's Words. Sunday, December 18, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Luke 1:20. "And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Zechariah unexpectedly met an angel in the temple who said that Elizabeth would bear a son who would be filled with the Holy Spirit before he was born. And after he grew up, his son would prepare people for the coming of the Messiah. Unhappily, Zechariah did not believe the angel's words. Therefore, the angel Gabriel gave him some reasons to believe the good news he brought from God. One reason for Zechariah to believe the angel's message involved God's punishment of Zechariah for his unbelief. When the angel disciplined Zechariah, he could not speak until after the birth of his son, John the Baptist. Zechariah's punishment served as a sign of God's power and a warning to others of what God can do to encourage those who refuse to believe his words. When someone does not believe God, consequences follow, but God will still achieve his purposes. Another reason to believe is, whether people believe God's words or not, God has the power to do his will. God's ability to keep his promises and warnings do not depend on people believing him and his words. Although Zechariah did not believe the angel's words, he left the temple unable to speak until his son was born at the appointed time. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit indwelt John while in his mother's womb, as the angel said. Then, at the appointed time, John began preaching a message of repentance. And what he saw Jesus, he proclaimed, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.